Hello, humanity. Good morning, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from beautiful Human Unity Oroville in southern Tamil Nadu. And today on the show, I have two incredible, beautiful people who work with and play with little ones. We have Marianne and we have Yitta. Hi, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please tell me about the Lila Loka Learning Center, which is so much fun. What do you do there?
It's a resource center for the child. Mm-hmm. So we have all different children that come there. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of... What do we do there? It's a good question. A lot of people ask us what we do there. We usually first meet the child. Because every child is such a unique manifestation of its own self in this world that... Mm-hmm. We need to meet the child before we know exactly what we do with the child, right? Because every child needs its own tailored kind of educational path. So we meet the child, and then once we meet the child, together with the child, we find out which way is the best way to go on to the path of learning, playing, and so helping.
It's very child-centered. So you don't come in with your agenda. No?
We have a kind of agenda. I mean, when you start, the first time you meet a child, you know a little bit about his history first. Mm-hmm. Then you have already an idea. But then when you meet the child, you need to be totally with equanimity. There is no judgment. It's an important thing in Lila Loka. There is no judgment. You see, and you feel how it is. And then when you have a session with a child, then, of course, you come with a certain amount of frame. You know what you are going to do for his need, for his own needs, you know. But then it's also based for... When we work in Lila Loka, we are working a lot on intuition. We rely on our intuition and the needs of the kid. Because we are the facilitator. And the kid, in fact, is the one who is leading.
Yes.
Beautiful. So what happens from that time to when we're adults?
What happens from...
the kid. I mean, I think the kids that have that choice, because you're speaking about the freedom of choice, you're speaking about how the children are... you study them, or you learn, you intuit, you feel where they're coming from, and then there's that sense of a guidance, right? But... can that kind of change? I think before you were telling me about a story of planting a garden. Do share that.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
We always come with things that we've prepared for the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But obviously, if the kids don't want to do it, we just throw them out of the window and do what the kid wants. So for a very long time, I had this beautiful little garden that I wanted to make, a fairy garden, prepared to do with the kids. So I bought it every week and proposed it. But after a year, none of them wanted to do it. I realized, wait a minute, I want to do this. So I went and made the garden myself. And now they play with the little figures or whatever in the garden. Or right. Everybody comes and goes like, oh, what a nice garden. But... the kids didn't want to do it, so why put what I want to do on the child? We do that a lot. We tell children from very young, do this, do that, and this. And then when they become older, suddenly it's like we're so confused. We don't anymore know what we want. So what we try to do in Lila Loka is ask the child, what do you want to do? If they ask us a question, we don't give them directly the answer. We guide them to figuring out the answer themselves. Because do we have the answer? Is it not to everything, you know?
So they find the answer. Can you give me an example of how they may find the answer? Because you do a lot with play, right? So it's the joy of learning, yes?
Yes, yes. It's the joy of learning. It's an example of how they find the answer.
How do they find the answer? You guide them. I mean, I don't have a concrete... I don't have one straight on my mind now, but if I would say that if a kid behaves quite in an aggressive manner, okay, let's say he's a bit aggressive, so then you let him be aggressive. Mm-hmm. That's how I let him be aggressive. And then I say, what did he give back to you, this aggressivity? You know, you try to make him aware of what is the feedback he receives of when he is aggressive. What is his emotion? What does he feel? Does he feel happy, angry, sad? Why did he burst out, you know?
And so you're doing this with four-year-olds.
We start from four-year-olds all the way.
Beautiful. Because, you know, sometimes I think people think, kids don't know how to do this. But they do. They have that intuitive sense because they've been inside their mother's womb for 9 months, right?
And they do know how to do it. The thing is that, especially the younger kids, they need, you're the facilitator. You need to provide the material that they can express and do what they want. For example, if you do have, like she was saying, an angry child, yeah? It's not bad. It's better that it lets it out and it works towards it and goes through this and channels this into what it likes to do and wants to do and plays with it. So you can start a whole drama even with it. Like, I've had one kid who would scream and scream. Instead of saying, be quiet, I would start screaming with it.
Yeah.
And we would just scream and run around. And then there was no more screaming anymore. There was communication. Gradually, it just happened by itself.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Why be quiet? Let it out. Don't repress it into your... And store it somewhere in your body to deal with later on.
You know, that's one of the things that we actually do with the laughter. And I'm going to invite you to join us. So one of the things that we do is we clap our hands. Well, first of all, we just laugh uproariously. So let's say a child is misbehaving. We go, okay, everyone go crazy. So let's everyone put our hands up in the air and just start screaming. 1, 2, 3, go. Do it with me. Yeah?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go. Keep going. And then I put my hands together and I go, Rambanella, Rambanella, yeah. And then I take it a little quieter. Rambanella, Rambanella, yeah. Rambanella, Rambanella, yeah. And that is one of the best ways to match the child's energy, raise it up through laughter and love, and project that from my heart, and then, you know, ooh, and bring it down. And it's astonishing, you know, when supervisors have walked in or the department, the deputy of education has walked in, they're going, how is it that you can do this with 100 children? It's because they mirror and they know. You guys are doing an awesome job. Absolutely fantastic. We're going to talk a little more next time about some of the joy that happens and the joy that you bring in and how that unfolds. Yeah?
Yes.
So on that note, what's one thing that they love to do? They love to...
They love to mix stuff and get their hands in it and get dirty from any age. Like even
and dolls. They love to play with dolls and dollhouse. Boys and girls, huh?
Both. Oh. Okay, so shall we keep the dollhouse for later? Because we only have time for one. But let's play with the mud. And let's play with the mud. And I want everyone out in Radio Land.
And with the mud and with the flowers.
You know, yourself. You know, we have this lovely red mud here.
Yes, put red mud all over yourself. Give yourselves a mud bath. And let's laugh.
Yes, it's so nice.
And do it. Give yourself a mud bath and laugh. Stefano, laugh with us, dude. And Maya! And
get
take it away! I know, we have a mud bath, keep laughing! I know, this mud is fantastic for you, no?
It is, it's very good for you, actually.
I know!